Well, I did the same thing, and the upside of it is the license covers, I mean, like virtually everybody in your family up to grandpa and grandma, and I've had mine for about 2 years, and I don't get out there anymore. I was getting questions here locally here over the last couple of days, and I said, well, gosh, I haven't been out there in a long time, so I went out with a handheld and called into the Mayville repeater and was talking to a guy in Saginaw, and he says, well, the Saginaw repeater's down, so I'm using the Mayville repeater. But yeah, it's a handy tool to have. And there's I guess I'd read someplace that the most widely sold radios in the world were those darn Baofeng UV5Rs, and I got a couple here. That was kind of another little stepping stone for me to get into ham radio, because I'm like, I got them here, I got them programmed up for GMRS and ham bands, and what do I do now? What do I do with these things? Well, you go crack the books and you go get her done.